going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North convenience stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Ben's been talking to various people around the league. He'll join us at 12, and we will look ahead to tonight with Ben at 12. Before that, Linnell's going to jump on with us at 11:40. I want to get Linnell's thoughts on the pick last night. But let's give you guys a chance here, 301-230-0980. What'd you think of the pick, Josh Connerly Jr.? I like the pick. I'm fine with the pick. Like I said, it's hard to evaluate for me anyway. Maybe some of you are more expert at it. Offensive linemen in particular, it's hard to have true passionate feelings. Now, when you see some dude at the college level that's, you know, 6'7 and 365 and athletic and just mowing people down like Trent Williams was, not necessarily that big, you can identify that. The rest of it is hard. We're much better at being wrong at evaluating quarterbacks, wide receivers, and running backs. But I trust them. And the fact that there were, and I believe it to be true after talking to a few people, opportunities to trade back, pick up picks, but this was a player they were dead set on. I do think the Chiefs were probably the team they were concerned about if they had traded back just, let's just say, 6 or 7 picks and it had something early in the second round. They would have perhaps lost out on Connerly Jr. 301-230-0980. Ian, go ahead.
Kevin, I agree and disagree with you. Where I agree with you is it's very difficult to evaluate the offensive line position. I agree any position for this team was a position of need. Offensive line, defensive line, cornerback, safety, wide receiver, running back. So I don't think you could have gone wrong in any position per se. Where I disagree with you is this notion that because Washington made the NFC title game, Adam Peters and Dan Quinn are above reproach. And to me, if you look at the acquisitions Peters made and the draft picks he made, I can't say this is Howie Roseman or Eric DaCosta or someone who's getting Pro Bowlers left and right. Luvu, Wagner, home runs last year. Jane Daniels is the game changer of all game changers. But there are many picks, acquisitions, Lattimore, et cetera, that right now it's hard to say, oh, in Peters we trust. And to me, I think the question I have is, as of now, the biggest weakness for the 2024 Washington Commanders was the defense. And as of now, I don't see how the 2025 Commanders have a better defense between free agency and or the draft night one. It doesn't seem like the defense is going to be significantly better or even slightly better as of now. So for me, again, I have no objection with the philosophy of drafting a lineman. I have no evaluation of the player, but I would have liked to see more emphasis on defensive playmakers given how much the defense struggled in 2024.
All right, so a couple of things. Number one, beyond reproach is a hell of a lot different than benefit of the doubt. I'm in benefit of the doubt mode. Okay.
Okay. That's fair.
Okay. That there's a big difference there. And by the way, I think they've earned the benefit of the doubt. Secondly, there's a recognition that even the best get two out of three wrong. So I'm not expecting for them to be perfect. What I do think is that based on the quarterback that they have, maybe some of the things that they did in the offseason, including Laremy Tunsil, including Marshawn Lattimore, fingers crossed on him. That wasn't the offseason, but in season. Debo Samuel. I think that they think differently about themselves defensively than we do, and time will tell because there is a lot of variance year to year with defense. I think they put themselves into a position to draft the best player that was available on their board as long as it wasn't a quarterback. And if they did that, and I believe that they did that, it's hard for me to be critical of it, period. And when it's also a pick that is investing in not only your trenches offensively, but in the protection of your most prized possession, I can't generate, especially because of the position, which you agreed with, I can't generate enough passion to be critical or even constructively critical of it. But, you know, you start, benefit of the doubt is my mode, not beyond reproach. Because I thought they gave Javon Kinlaw way too much money.
Right. That's a fair point. So, again, I don't disagree with what you're saying, and you're right. Like, maybe reproach is too strong a word, your benefit of the doubt. You broke down so much tape on your podcast, this, that, the other. At no point did you kind of even talk about this player. Like, I think if you polled the fan base, most people would have said, we need defensive playmakers. To me.
Well, they liked him more than the defensive playmakers that were on the board. You make your biggest mistakes. Every good GM has always said you make your biggest mistakes when you draft for need and you pass on a player that's the best player available on your board. And that's what they did. I'm taking them at their word. And by the way, the RAS score and some of the athleticism with this player. And look, you know, on the beyond reproach versus benefit of the doubt, what it also says is they were wrong about Brandon Coleman if they thought he was going to be their long-term answer at left tackle. But I'm glad they recognized it now, and they've done something about it. Yeah. Thanks for the call.
I agree. Can I ask you yeah. one question?
Quickly.
So say the draft went exactly as is, and Washington's at their pick. Would you have rather taken Philly's pick?
I like the player.
Right.
You're talking about Jahad Campbell.
Correct.
Yeah. I like the player a lot. I think that he's like perfect for Philadelphia. Obviously, we'll see about the injury and how long it's going to take him to be ready to play, because there is some discussion about him not being ready to play at the beginning of the year. There were a lot of players that I personally liked a lot more than some of the offensive linemen, but they didn't. And they know. And right. The reason we didn't spend a lot of time on Connerly Jr. or Simmons or any of that is because it is a hard position to evaluate. Although I did not think that offensive line was off the table at 29. We talked about that, and I think if Tyler Booker, and he didn't fall, he got drafted at 12 overall, I think he would have been the pick, and we did talk about him. All right, let me get on to some other callers. Thank you, Ian. Let's go to Billy and Chantilly. Billy, go ahead.
Kevin, this is another amazing day for the Commanders and the future of this organization. I couldn't be more excited that that Adam recognizes the value of J.D. Fife. I mean, the guy is not only the best player on our team, the best player in the NFC, he's probably the best player in the NFL. And beyond that, if I'm looking at the draft and the reaction of those young guys that got drafted, and congrats to all of them, Jaden Daniels is the face of the NFL for the next 5 to 10 years. That's how spectacular this guy is as a star. I also would evaluate the draft choices by the teams in our division. I mean, to me, Philly had the best defense. What did they do? They had no offense. Look, if you switch quarterbacks in the NFC Championship, the Eagles with Jaden Daniels at the quarterback and us,
They would have won by more than 32?
They would have won by 120.
Yeah.
And the Commanders wouldn't have scored a point. That's what a difference maker Jaden Daniels is for this team. The Giants, they picked a quarterback and it was an absolute Hail Mary that this guy can play. And they picked an edge rusher because they know they got to slow down JD5. And the Cowboys, they're clueless, so they took a guard. The other teams in the league have, through my observation, selected based on the fact that they know they have to slow down JD5. So maybe selecting a player that isn't the best, but you're selecting by position, isn't the ideal way to go about it. But I'll take that over being a team that has to draft trying to slow down a player that's on the other team. And that's the way they got to view
just,
it.
First, I love you, and I love your enthusiasm about JD5, and I have the same level of enthusiasm. But the best way to, in today's NFL, to slow down a quarterback of that level is to have your own quarterback at that level, because that's the only way long term you're going to end up with more wins than the other team. You know, it's not, loading up on Abdul Carter to go with Brian Burns and Thibodeau. We've seen it. You know, Myles Garrett's been one of the most dominant defensive players that we've ever seen in the game. They didn't have a quarterback. You beat teams with great quarterbacks by finding your own, and it's hard. It's really hard to do. That's why Washington's in such a good spot here over the next several years. Thank you,
Bill. We've got the one in a million. He's a one in a million.
Appreciate it. Let's go to Mark in Chevy Chase. Mark, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Ohtani connects and it's gone.
Skeen strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Mark, you there?
Yes, I'm right here. Hello.
Got you now.
Hello. Yeah, hey. So I just want to say real fast, I love the pick. I'm not really following the different players that closely, but as a general rule, I'd like big or bulky players to smaller players. And based upon that, I think we got another hog in town, so that makes me happy. Hopefully he'll pan out and do real well. I do think that our next pick, not really knowing the players, we need to pick up some quick player or a real fast player. I think that we're filling out our team. It looks like for years and years, Kevin, we talk about depth for a team, and it looks like we're finally have some depth to this team. But from way years ago, we always are looking for more depth. So speed at a secondary position or a wide receiver, probably more defensive back safety might be really nice, especially if he can return punts and kicks. So a player like that in the second round would be great. I do like the player from Miami, the tight end, because I don't watch too much college football, but either him or I would stay away from the running back from Ohio State just because I really enjoy watching Brian Robinson and would like to see him do well this year. So that's okay. Pretty much where I'm at. I'd either trade up for the tight end from Miami or look for the fastest player in the draft.
Yeah, Arroyo is the tight end from Miami. If they'll end up trading up or need to. I actually like Mason Taylor more than Arroyo, but thanks for the call. Appreciate it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, thanks,
thank
Mark.
You. Take care.
Yep, let's go to Jason and Laurel. Jason, thanks so much for holding. Go ahead.
Hi, Kev. Thanks for taking the call. I'm in absolute love with the pick, and I'm confused how anybody couldn't be. First of all, most important priority is keeping JD5 healthy. This helps with that. It makes our line bigger, younger. He's versatile. Colvin's versatile, so you got some guys you can move around. The other thing, too, is all this talk about defense, and I get it. I mean, nobody's really happy with the total defensive product we had. But, guys, come on. We played defense by playing keep away with the ball last year until our run game broke down in some spots. This helps our run game, which helps our defense.
No doubt.
You know, and the guy is a gazelle, can run downfield. He's going to block. He's a big guy. I tell you, that I like Ian's calls with you. I love hearing you guys go back and forth. I, too, very much benefit the doubt. I love that Newmark and AP, they're quality guys. They're polite. They keep everything to the grab. They're making good decisions. When these two guys finally decide to draft somebody that might have a butt or once upon a time he made a mistake, I'm going to have 100% confidence that they've done their due diligence, and that was just one mistake that the player made. I mean, I love how they're shaping.
Well, they're going to make more than one. They're going to make more than one mistake. You know, the best of the best make more mistakes in the draft and miss more often than they hit. But I'm with you. Like I, you know, the benefit of the doubt that I've had is A, it started with, well, what, this is so much better than what we used to have. B, now it's that we've seen that they're a professionally run organization. They have smart people making these decisions. They have, by the way, good people making these decisions. We didn't have that before. I'm all on board with what they're doing. But it does not mean they're going to be perfect, because they won't be. Thanks. Appreciate the call, Jason.
Let's go to one seat quick.
Yeah, quickly, yeah.
I think they're going to draft a running back too, but I would be surprised if other than a running back, it's all defense from here on out, just for role players and depth. That's what I think we'll see.
Yeah, I mean, they have to get better defensively. The question is whether or not they feel like they already have gotten better defensively. That's what we don't know. Like I've said a million times, defense is incredibly variable year to year. We don't know that they don't believe that Dorrance Armstrong's finish to the season is going to be in year two in the same defensive system, a dominant kind of a season, sack-wise, run-stop-wise, that Johnny Newton isn't going to step up big, that Kinlaw isn't going to be the size that they've been looking for in the versatility, that Wise can't get after the passer, that Jordan McGee isn't going to be a major new addition in terms of the playmakers, that Will Harris is everything that Jeremy Chinn was, and more for less money. There's a lot that they know that we don't know. I think the biggest question mark really is Lattimore. Like, is Lattimore going to be a top-level outside corner for them in 2025? Because that will be very important. And then, you know, before you even get to that, you got to be better stopping the run. 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. Gary in Upper Marlboro has been on hold for a while. Gary, thanks. Go ahead.
Hi, Kevin. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Listen, I like the player, Kevin, but I am still very, very shaky on the defensive side of the ball. Okay, I heard what you just said. I am more in the bank with Ian about what he said about Adam Peters. Adam Peters, I think, is decent in finding established players, like in free agency. But the jury is still out on him on the draft, okay? And I don't care what anybody says. Outside of Sanders still, and, of course, Jaden, every one of those draft picks are still question marks, okay? Every single one of them. And when everyone was saying, I think we need to trade down and get more picks, I did not want to trade out of the first round because I didn't want to give Adam the ability to bungle the second and third and fourth round picks that it looks like he's done already. And I'm willing to give him the benefit of the doubt.
You can't say that after one season. Most rookies contribute in their rookie season. You've got to give it three seasons before you can really weigh in on a draft. They had the offensive rookie of the year, and they had a guy that finished fifth or sixth in defensive rookie of the year voting. So the fact that they had a guy that had the kind of rookie season that Sanra still had and the kind of year that Jaden had, you gotta give some of these other guys a chance. Sinnott didn't have many reps. McCaffrey actually played well in terms of his get-open ability. They just didn't throw it to him enough. I just think it's way too early to judge last year's draft. I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm just saying it's too early to have a strong opinion about the 2024 draft.
And what I'm saying is, you said 2 or 3 years. Well, Washington doesn't have 2 or 3 years. We're trying to get a championship when Jaden is on his rookie contract. That's what everybody's talking about. Okay,
I understand.
That's what everybody's talking about. And
how do you know year two for these guys isn't going to be a breakout year? How do you know Luke McCaffrey or Jordan McGee isn't in store for a major breakout year to go with Sanra still, who starts pushing for a Pro Bowl, and Jaden gets his second? Can you, like, just that alone, 4 out of 9 would be a massive hit rate in an NFL draft.
But we don't have
And by the way, they've got a contributor and a starter in Coleman at guard, worst case.
We don't have any evidence, Kevin, that these guys are going to be hits. We don't have any evidence of it. You said McCaffrey was getting open. Okay. But what I'm saying is there are plenty of teams who get production, get some production out of their rookies, third, second, third, fourth, and fifth rounders. It's all around the league.
Not always in the first year, though. Rarely in the first year.
No, I said rookie. I said rookies. No.
Okay.
There are teams that Dallas. In our own division, Dallas has had some really good years with their rookies up and down their drafts. Okay, people are taking shots at what they did.
Let me ask you it this way. Your projection right now, when we look back on the 2024 draft in 2027, how do you think we're going to evaluate a draft that included Jaden Daniels, Mike Sanristil, and Brandon Coleman at a minimum? Okay, two Pro Bowl caliber players, and probably a full-time starter at a guard spot along their offensive line out of the 9 players they picked.
The entire draft? I mean, you're saying...
I'm not mentioning other players. All they would need is one more player to have a hit rate that is at a very acceptable level to contribute.
Well, we had 9 draft picks? 9 draft picks
yes,
last year?
Yes, 9. 9.
And you're saying... 2 Pro Bowlers?
I'm just saying, in 3 years, how do you think you're going to evaluate it? Right now, what's your gut?
My gut is Sanra still and Jaden will be.
And that's it?
Jaden will be a perennial Pro Bowler. I'm not sure about Sanra still.
Okay.
I'm not sure about him. I think he's going to be a decent player, but I didn't see anything that says he's going to be a lockdown corner.
Okay.
I mean, I think we're looking at this as too many rose-colored glasses. Okay.
And my maybe Adam I'm Peters, just what I would say to you, yeah. Gary, and we're talking hypothetical and projected down the road because you can't evaluate it now. But what I would say to you is the 2024 draft will always be viewed as a very successful draft, A, because of Jaden Daniels, most importantly, but B, because they got a starting corner, who, by the way, had versatility. They got a starting guard, and they probably got a starting D tackle and maybe another, you know, linebacker in Jordan McGee, who they love. If you hit on 4 out of those 9 picks 3 years from now, major contributors, it was a wildly successful draft, especially when you consider JD at the top. That's what I would say. I think it's leaning in the direction of we're going to evaluate it in a very positive way in 3 years. But you might be right. Maybe Sanders still falls apart. Newton's a bust. Coleman can't play. McCaffrey can't get open. And JD ends up being the only good thing out of the draft. Time will tell. I'm just saying you can't make that determination today. But I gave you my lean and you gave me your lean. Let's check in 2027 on the draft. Thanks, Gary, as always. JYD, Rob, Sam, DC, Alex, stay on hold. We'll do a couple more calls. Linnell will jump on with us. We'll get his thoughts. Ben will have all of the information from the various general managers, agents, etc. that he's checked in with. And we'll look ahead to tonight. And mock that out when we talk to Ben at 12. Kevin Sheehan Show, the Team 980 and the Team980.com.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.